We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the last few words of Chesam Abeitz. Om Rabbi Yechanon, Ma'idach Siv, what's found in the Pasuk, Aser to Aser, double Lashon. So Rabbi Yechanon Darshan is Aser, Bishvil Shittis Asher. That if someone gives Ma'iser, that is a skula for becoming rich. That skula, the Taka asked, the Mepharshim asked Taka, sometimes you see a guy gives Ma'iser, doesn't become rich. So some maybe say it means becoming rich and in Olam Haba, like I think the Shimon Schwab says in Sefer, but all they say is that because you're not giving to the right tzedakas. Sometimes people give to the wrong tzedakas, or they don't give it to the aniyim agunim. It's a special schus to find ani hagun to be able to give ma'isa to, and with that you'll be zeicher to b'shvil to shdash and become rich. Zog Gemara Vayta, Ashka v'yechon on the Yenuka derash lakish. Amar le'em le'psukach. So Rash Lakish was nifter. Because of a story Rabbi Yechanan that the guy learned the argument in Perek Aseiches HaPayalim, and Rabbi Yechanan got a little upset, and because of that, Rish Lakish was nifter. Rish Lakish was married to Rabbi Yechanan's sister, his brother-in-law, and he went and found the child of Rish Lakish. Amalei Emily Psukach says, "Tell me a pasuk." Amalei Asa Ta'asa. So he said, "I'm learning how this pasuk with Asa Ta'asa." So Amalei, so the child asked Rish Lakish, "My Asa Ta'asa? What's the double lashon?" Amalei Aser v'shvil shittis asher. So Rabbi Yechanan answered, "If you give ma'aser, you become rich. Give and you become rich." Amalei v'nalach. So the child asked Rabbi Yechanan, "How do you know that?" Amalei zil nisi. You know, go test Hashem. Amalei mishar l'nisuy lekaris baruch hu. What to test the karis baruch hu? V'achsev the child asked. V'achsev was not supposed to Hashem. You can't. You're not supposed to test Hashem. Amalei halchi amar ha'ishaya chutz mizu. Rabbi Yechon said, "Hashem is Rabbi Shaya, that besides for this, for tzedakah, you could test Hashem." Shenema, it says in the pasuk, "Aviu is called a maaser al beis ha'itzer." It says in the pasuk that Hashem says, "Bring all the maaser to the beis ha'itzer, this to the beis hamikdash. V'itarif ha'beisi, there'll be food in my house in the beis hamikdash. V'chanunin avizois, you could test me on this on Hashem tzvakos. Im lo eftach lachem es arubais ha'shemayim. If I'm not going to open the skies, the windows of the sky, v'arikus v'arikaisi lachem bracha ad lidai. I'll give you bracha." Until your lips will get tired from saying enough. That's how much stuff you're going to get. So the child said, if I would have reached that pasuk, I wouldn't have needed you or Hoshaya, your Rebbe. So this is why Rashi speaks out that this child of Rish Lakish was the Ben Achoisei, was his nephew. Why do you want to say that? Because it didn't pass to talk. The way that this child was talking to Rabbi Yechanan, saying, "How do you know? And I don't really need you." All these Ashinas, it's because it's an uncle and a nephew. They have certain yachas. They're comfortable with each other. And therefore, they could talk this way. Mesu, another maestro, Rabbi Yechanan and his nephew. Mesu, Ashka, Rabbi Yechanan, Liyanuka, the Rish Lakish. The Yosef, Ama. He was saying this pasuk, "Ivelis Adam to Salif Darkai, while Hashem Yisav Liboy." And what the pasuk means is someone who's foolish does averus, then he's going to get anshim, and then also he gets upset at Hashem. That's what it says in the pasuk. Yosef Yechonam Kamatama, Omar. So Yechonam was matama to the child. And Mika Midik Ksuve. Is there just a thing that says it in the pesukim and Nach and Tanach and Neviim and Ksuvim? The loy remizi bor isa, that's not remizi the Taira. Like Rashi says, the whole Neviim Ksuvim is based on Taira. So here you find the pasuk in Mishle that says that a person who does averus, he gets an einish, and all of a sudden starts complaining to Hashem. Where do you find your idea in the Taira? So the child answered, "Amalei otu hamila remizi." This is not remizi in the Taira. But Chassid says in the pasuk that when the brothers of Yosef they put the money back into their sacks. And they found it there, and they said to themselves like this: "Vayetze libam." The heart went out. "Vayechadu ishalachiv," and they were scared, and they said to each other, "Leimar, mazeh zasal kimono." What's Hashem doing to us already? So you see this idea that they were like complaining, on their level to Hashem. So Rabbi Yechon liked that answer. He picked up his eyes, v'chazabe, and he saw this child. He wanted to see him. Wow, look at this guy out there. The guy's a little child. Look at him. Asiim, his mother came running out. Fikte, took him away. Omer lei. Come away from Rabbi Yechanan. He shouldn't do to you like he did to your father, where he put his eyes on him and he died. She was scared. He's going to die also, and took him away. This is the sister, Rabbi Yechanan's sister, took him away. Kids, that's the story between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish's young son. Zok to Maravaita. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. A new member from Rabbi Yechanan. Motor b'shvil yachid. rain could come for Yochid. That means if Yochid needs rain for his field, his private field, and only his field needs rain, he could daven to Hashem, and Hashem will rain, make it rain for this person personally. Parnoso b'shvil rabim. But parnoso only comes b'shvil rabim. What does parnoso mean? Rashi says, shafua toivo michil chal oilam. Ein abal oilam schus echad el b'shvil rabim. That means this is special soiva, which is a bracha, a special bracha, more than usual, that only happens for the rabbim. Like a nace, a special nace that happens, like a shefa toiv, that only happens for rabbim, never for a yachid. But moto, which is just a standard thing, that will come for a yachid. And the Gemara brings psukim to prove this point. Moto shul yachid, d'chsev yiftach Hashem l'cho, it's oitzeri ha-toiv. Lost the mita ha-artzach, it says in Pasuk, Hashem will open for you his oitzer and give rain. Even a single person. By the man, it says, Hinni mamte lechem lechem. The man was a special thing, and that only came, Hinni mamte lechem lechem. Only for all of you did Hashem give the lechem to the rabbi. That's Rabbi Yechon's memory. Great Gemara Kasha. Very famous Gemara coming up. There were three great leaders of Klal Yisrael. Elohein, Moshe, Aaron and Miriam. Apparently, this means more than a leader. They helped support the Klal Yisrael. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. And three matanos were given ayidei Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Elohein. These are the three matanos. Be'er, which means the water they drank in the midbar came from a special well that was in Iraq. And that was b'schus Miriam, we'll see in a second. Va'anon, the Anani HaKavod that surrounded Klal Yisrael and helped them go in the Midbar and flatten out all the mountains, that was b'schus Aaron. Uman, and Mo was b'schus Moshe. And the Gemara explains this. Be'er b'schus Miriam. Amud Anon b'schus Aaron. The water was for Miriam. The Anonim, the clouds of glory were for Aaron. Mon, the Mon, which is the food that fell from Shemayim, b'schus Moshe. That was b'schus Moshe. Mesa Miriam. When Miriam died, Nistalek HaBe'er, the Be'er disappeared. Shenem HaVetom HaShom Miriam, V'chsiv Ba'asreiv, Lo Hoyim Mayim Le'edah. And V'chazron, they got it back, B'schus Shneim, B'schus both of them, B'schus Moshe and Aaron. So the Be'er left for Miriam, and it came back to Moshe and Aaron. Freik the Mashah, if it returned for the B'schus Moshe and Aaron, so why did it leave in the first place? They're big enough to have it. So that's his Kasha. Kivin Shechaz, B'schus Shneim, Freik the Mashah, I'm reading, Koshkein Shli Hoysa Le'stalek La' B'schusam. Ella, Zakhtar Mashah, Shastalik, Lahiris, Lahagi, Shah, Shabishchus, Sah, Hoya, Ada, Yayim. Until today, it was Bishchus Miriam, and it went away, and now it came back, Bishchus, Shneim, Bishchus, both of them. Meis, Haran, Aaron died, Nistalik, Anani, Akavid, Danani, Akavid, went away. Shneim, Avishma, Kanani, Melech, Arad, Mashmu, Shama, what are they here? They came to war. Why are they coming to war? What are they here about? Shama, Shmeis, Aaron, they heard that Aaron died, Nistalik, Anani, Akavid, and Anani, Akavid left. They thought it's more than out to fight with Israel. Like it says in the pasuk, that's beyond the pasuk. Says v'yiru kol ha'eda kigava aharon. So we teach v'yirau means they were revealed, they became exposed. They became exposed, and kigava aharon means because Aaron died, so there's no anon anymore. Kiras lakas, no lakas. Ki meshamis v'arba l'shon is e dilma ella deha, and here it means deha. Deha that Aaron died, and therefore the clouds went away, and that's what it came to war. Chazru shneim, both the be'er and the anonim came back b'schus Moshe. Now it's all b'schus Moshe. Meis Moshe and estal kukulam, all three things now left. How do you know all three things disappeared when Shas Moshe was nifta? Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, "Va'achid es shloishes haroyim b'yerech echad." I will take away the three shepherds in 1 month. That's what it says. V'chiyerech meisu, they die in 1 month. Blay Miriam meisa v'nisa. Miriam died in Nisan. It's not the first in the pasuk, but Rashi says, because it says in the pasuk, "Va'avoy bnei Yisrael kol ha'eda midvat tzin b'chaydash harishon," which is Nisan. Then to the Yeshvam v'kadosh v'tamasham Miriam. So it's assuming it was in Nisan sometime. So Miriam died in Nisan. The Aaron in the first pasuk of the Torah was Ba'av, or Rosh Chodesh Av, Aaron was Nifter. Moshe was Ba'adar. And Moshe died in Adar. So they died in 3 different months. What are you saying they died in 3 months? Yerech Echad. Ella, Malamish is battle, Gim Matanois, Taiva, Shnosto, Ayadam. The three Matanois were all battle at one time when Moshe was Nifter. So it's Ki'il, they all Nifter in 1 month. Mestakukum, Yerech Echad. And they all disappeared in 1 month, and therefore it was like they all died. Ad kana braisa. What?
When did it say one day then?
Well, yeah, okay. I want to say one thing. I had a question. Okay. So Lamaisa, the Akar HaBraisa. So what's that? So you see from here that the mon fell b'schus Moshe. And Moshe is the Yachid. And the Mashal speaks out. I'm not going to ask from Aaron that he had the Onan, because Onan is going to do Parnasa. But you could have asked really from Miriam. The Lachaira, Miriam also is the Yachid, and the bear came for her. So Hashem says, that was also because Moshe Aaron, so Sikla Rabim, so it wasn't only one person. The Kashmir Moshe is clear, the mom was only for Moshe, and therefore the question is, what's Pshat? And for the Gemara, Shani Moshe, Kim the Rabim, who, Bayi, Karam, Dami. So what does that mean exactly? So from our Gemara's words, it sounds like, since he was needed, or the water was needed, or the food was needed for Rabim, it's considered like Rabim. There's not a Gersa here that says Shani Moshe Kivim the Alam Schusay Karabim Dami, that he was a big schus, he was like a Rabim. So either Shani Moshe Rabim himself was so chash, he was like a Rabim, or since it was a Tzairach Rabim, so therefore it was enough of a reason that we could have the man falling for them, which is Panasa, which is extra. Dr. Maravaita, there were three Tamidim of Rava, when Rava was Nifta, they went to Rav Papa's Yeshiva. Rav Huna Bar Menayach, Rav Shmuel Bar Idi, Rav Chia Mevistanaya, it's a place called Vistanaya, Hava Shchichi Kamei de Rava. They used to learn by Rava. Kinach Nafshi Rava, and there was Nifter, also Kamei de Papa. They came to our Papa. Kol Emes to have Omelu Shvaitse. Anytime our Papa said a shir, they didn't like it so much. Have a mirror me adadi. They know they faced each other. I wish we had Rava back. This is like Rava, no way. It's not like Rava. Chalosh Daita. Her Papa, it bothered our Papa. Yachlish Shadasmanis. Akrui Bechelme, he had a dream. And send a pasuk in the dream. The pasuk says that I'm going to kill three royim in Yerach Echad. So lamachar, the next day when he came to Shir, when they were leaving, Amalhu leizlu rabbanon lishama or bishama. So two ways to learn. So one way to learn is, he said, leizlu rabbanon lishama. He said, go away lishalom, and don't come back. And this way, he felt that would be a kiyim of this oynish. Because it says in the pasuk that Hashem is going to kill them in one yarach. He didn't want them to die. So therefore he said, go away and this will be kiyum of that einish. That's a one pshat in Masha. Another pshat is that they taka were going to die. And he said, go b'shalom. You know, go b'shalom and go to Gan Eden b'shalom. Basically that's what he told them. Two ways to learn. Either way, there's a pesatayin over here. Rav Shimon Ba'ashi, you have a shkiach kamei de rapapa. Rav Shimon Ba'ashi, well, we'll continue next recording.
Yeah.